Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, remember the American spirit and why it matters. Part one is today. While the country is fractured by identity politics, patriotism is on the rise. Anti-American activists, leftist Democrats, and the Trump derangement syndrome radicals, who are against America's success and want to suppress free speech and President Trump, are inciting and instigating ill-mannered, violent, and discourteous rhetoric and protests, causing a daily disruption within our lives. I have chosen to discuss the American spirit and why it matters. After perusing an article by Robert B. Charles, I want to share some of his thoughts with you. Perhaps predictable, 98% of Republican veterans are extremely patriotic, and a full 65% of Americans own an American flag, with a majority owning patriotic clothing. There is more discussion today about what patriotism means than in decades. We are in a time of restored appreciation for America's historic greatness, about love of liberty and equal opportunity, rights to free speech, worship, the value of self-defense, defense of others, and fairness. What is the bigger question, folks? Love of country, and why does it matter? Love of country and patriotism is the way we preserve, protect, and faithfully pass forward the extraordinary gifts bequeathed to us, we Americans who live today. We cannot pass these gifts forward if we do not understand and speak about them. We have an appreciation for democratic institutions, limited government, our Constitution and Bill of Rights, and these are made real by rule of law. Our greatness as a people, Americans are and have always been a people of mutual caring, focused on charity for neighbors. We call ourselves proud patriots. Think Valley Forge and Yorktown, Ticonderoga, Cowpens, Lexington, and Concord. Think Revere and Washington, Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson, Adams, Madison, Monroe, Nathaniel Greene, Anthony Wayne, and Betsy Ross. Think of people and courage in the Civil War. What drove and lifted Lincoln? Grant at Vicksburg, Chamberlain at Gettysburg, Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. Also, the personal courage of General Lee, whose home was confiscated to create Arlington National Cemetery. Who we are as Americans and why it matters is significant to preserve our culture. We the people must never cease to be united for our ideals. Part two will be next week. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.